don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 1st, 2008. Newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and go through many of the old talks as you can possibly handle, because there's so much history involved in this system of the world, which is now going into the New World Order. And after that too, there'll be another New World Order. They're always having the world as new all the time. The never-ending story, as the big builders, the big planners say that we are the building material, and through science and technology they can do with us as they wish, constantly creating new types and new types and new types to better suit their purpose, the old type being just too inefficient, and they've got to be pampered to an extent with entertainment. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various languages of Europe. Print them up and pass them around to your friends. And in between getting the wood in and doing all the usual stuff that you have to do at this time of year, especially when it's actually got dry for a few days, there was 2.5 months of daily rain and daily thunderstorms. Highly unusual phenomena. But then what is new or what is unusual these days when big sciences are at play and you can watch the aircraft in the skies every morning creating the polymer mush, and then the storms come in. Big sciences, and that might be my topic for tonight, because we're always given the arguments to argue about, the topics and the arguments, and always both sides of the arguments. And that's really part of the con game of the dialectic that goes on. We never get into the real big picture above it all, which is generally so unthinkable to the average person that they can't handle the real news. Stuff that used to be called paranoid is now the normal in what has been disclosed, and yet it's only scratching the surface of what's really going on in this world. We've been trained to look upon the world and those who rule over us, and they are rulers, whether you think you're electing them or not, they are rulers. And there's a big difference between their world and your world. Their world is the world of conning and lying and humoring you. That's as simple as that. And they do look upon the world as a big farm. All of the major institutions in the higher learning, especially the granite stone buildings or the Ivy League universities, as they call them, teach that basically there are different kinds of humans, subhumans, and so on, all down the pathway to eugenics. And that's what it's all about, is eugenics. At the top and the bottom. The ones at the bottom are supposedly the commoners, the lower animals, who will not go any further in the evolutionary program, and the ones at the top have decided it's too many of us in a technological age. We're not needed, and they've got to start killing us off. And therefore, we're offered all kinds of programs to protect our health. At least that's what they tell us. Now, it's so amazing at the United Nations, which is a department for population control, to bring down the population. And in the same building at the United Nations, part of the United Nations, they have these big programs to inoculate you against supposedly every known disease. And that was a mandate that came out of the United Nations before it was the United Nations. It was called the League of Nations. In 1917 or 18, they came out with a mandate to eradicate all known diseases across the planet. At least that's what they told the public. But when you saw who backed them and the big foundations that backed them, they all belonged to the Eugenics Society. Nothing new about this, except the points of view I'm going to put across to you after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Going through the inconsistencies in the way that things are presented to us to do with our health, how they're so worried about our health and spending all of our tax money to save us from all of these diseases, and mind you, benefiting the big drug companies in the process. Which is itself amazing. Here you have private corporations churning out vaccines and paying. They've even done documentaries on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation television station about how these big pharmaceutical agencies hire special writers to put the positive spin on drugs and vaccines and all the rest of it. And they've interviewed some of these characters who tell you quite openly that they just make the stuff up and lie. And yet, here they go, hand in glove with government, enforcing the fact that we must take all these shots that they're constantly coming up with. And although today there was an article again from a Canadian press source talking about Gardasil, the supposed vaccine that all young women are supposedly going to be getting, the first voluntary and then mandatorily. And in fact, the first place they've done it already is Scotland, of all places. That they're making it mandatory, apparently, in Scotland. At least that's what I've been told. And here's Canada following suit, offering it voluntarily. But the way it was presented, again, was itself was a lie, because they said it's going to prevent cervical cancer. Now, the company itself says that there's only two or three types of viruses it might, and that's the key word, might, prevent from taking off, causing inflammation, and that causes the supposed cervical cancer. At least that's one of the theories. And so at least these 97 other varieties that it's not guarding against. So it's a rather poor guard. And really, do we really know what it is in the first place? We take everything on blind faith. We cannot get it through our heads that there are powers in this world that don't have our best interests at heart. We can see this clearly with the studies on autism. When you look into all of the vaccinations that the children get about the age of 1.5 years and the skyrocketing amount of autism it causes right after they get the jabs. Now, if that's the same with all the other inoculations, which it could very well be, have we been fooled since they first gave us inoculations? We know that in the 1800s, Britain, London, made it mandatory to take, I think it was a smallpox vaccine. And lo and behold, all those that got the vaccine came down with smallpox. People who didn't take the vaccine were quite healthy, thousands of people. And then you really, really wonder if they have a department, as I say, at the United Nations to do with population reduction. And at the same building, in the same company, organization, they have a department for making mandatory vaccines the way of the world. Would you really trust them? Why should you trust them? This Canadian ad for a little spiel on the news for Gardasil said that some patients, some girls might go into anaphylactic shock. But don't worry about it. They have the antidote for that. Now, and she says, don't worry about it. If you go into anaphylactic shock, you can have a coronary arrest, myocardial infarction, you blow a hole through your heart, or you're going to get a stroke. A blood vessel can pop in your brain or be paralyzed, but don't worry about it. But she made it sound so light, you see. Oh, we have the antidote for that if it happens. And this is how all this stuff is pushed, by giving you partial truths to the rest of the story. That's how the whole world is run, in fact. That's how all things are presented to us. Here's an article from Britain on the flu vaccine. And I've talked about this before. It's from the Mail Online, August 29th, 2008. Flu jab that cost £115 million a year, in double that for dollars, does not cut death rate in elderly, by Jenny Hope. Having it, now listen to the doublespeak, it goes back and forth like a ball in a tennis court. Having a flu jab does not cut the death rate amongst the elderly, claim researchers. They say vaccination has a virtually non-existent effect on the risk of dying prematurely, and the previous have exaggerated the apparent benefits. So there's a report that's come out with, again, a whole bunch of experts, you know, the experts that deal with this stuff. And of course, it gets retaliation immediately from those who are pushing it, because they get little backhanders, not so little sometimes, to push it. A study of 700 pensioners suffering pneumonia, a complication of flu, suggested those who had taken the jab were indeed less likely to die than those who were unvaccinated, but in closer analysis it showed that those who were vaccinated were healthier. This is a big difference to start with, and more likely to look after themselves in the first place, which means they were less at risk of dying from flu-related complications. But they also found out that they came from a higher socioeconomic class and were better fed, and etc. You see? So by omission of other facts, you can be left with a false conclusion. And for years now, the main health authorities have been parroting a slogan that taking the flu shot is going to save 70 to 80% of the people from getting the flu. Now, they have no statistics to back that up. It's just a slogan. The slogans stick once they're parroted often enough. So it says here, researchers from the University of Alberta found 12% of patients died after a hospital stay of 8 days on average. Those who have been vaccinated were half as likely to die as unvaccinated patients. But then they found out that the patient's clinical records and factors, including age, sex, smoking, frailty, and socioeconomic status, they hadn't taken that into consideration. When they did, they got a completely different picture, because those who were dying were less well-fed, they were already unhealthy, and so on, and so on, and so on. And their age as well, it was factored into it. says Dr. Dean Urich of the University School of Public Health said it was implausible, that means it's not plausible, that vaccination was halving the mortality rate amongst flu victims. I mean, it wasn't plausible. Researchers suggested previous studies had not considered sufficiently that vaccinated patients who survived were probably healthier and better able to combat flu-like complications than unvaccinated ones who died. But it's difficult to prove the so-called healthy user effect, they said. Now, here's the other part. So Dr. Sumit Mujumdar, associate professor in the university's Faculty of Medicine and Dentistry, said it is seen in what doctors often refer to as their good patients. Good patients. They are well informed about their health and look after themselves and quite religiously get vaccinated each year so as to stay healthy. We see they're also from a different socioeconomic class. He advised those with respiratory or immune diseases to still get vaccinated, along with those taking care of the elderly. And then here's a Department of Health spokesman coming out with the old slogan again. Studies show flu vaccines give about 70 to 80% protection against flu infection. That's why it's recommended to get those aged over 65 and those in the at-risk group. But Dr. Mujumdar advised people with respiratory or immune disease to still get vaccinated along with those taking care of elderly people. See, here you are with your total confusion, which tells you, you see, they themselves are very confused. But when I scroll down here, it says in November. Now, listen, here's the really telling part. In November, the jab, the inoculation's co-inventor, Australian biochemist Dr. Graham Laver, told the Daily Mail the jab did not guarantee protection. He said, "I've never been very impressed with its efficacy. It is better than nothing. And I wouldn't want to advise people not to take it, but you can't rely on it doing it. You cannot rely on it doing any good." This is the guy who helped invent it. He says it's better than nothing. It's like crossing yourself or something for protection. But you can't rely on it doing any good, he says. A UK Protection Agency study also suggested that flu jabs did not reduce hospital admissions from respiratory infections. Plans to extend the flu jab program to adults aged 50 to 65 and children under the age of 2 were given the thumbs down by 3/4 of general practitioners polled earlier this year. So there you go. The guy who helps invent the thing pretty well says it's useless. But the slogan, you see, slogans are very effective. Lenin said that. He says, "We shall win this war by the use of slogans." And you must repeat things a minimum of 8 times, they found out in marketing, for the people to depart it automatically without thinking. And that's why they keep repeating things over and over. And it certainly worked on these health officials at the top, the ones who are pushing it, when they give you the same 70 to 80% protection rate, and they've got no facts to back it up when you ask them. And even the inventor tells you the thing's pretty well useless. So, but don't stop there, you see. This is my point. Don't stop at that. Because I don't believe people at the top are that stupid. I really don't. And I've seen the effects of inoculations on people. And I've seen people come down with chronic diseases after various kinds of inoculations. Lifelong diseases, they can't get rid of them. And when you go into the old World Health Organizations and the depopulation, or I call it the Depopulation Department of the United Nations, they call it the Department of Population Control. When you go into their old talks, they talked about bringing down the population of the third world countries quickly. But for the West, they might bring down the West with long-term crippling, disabling diseases. That's my point. I don't think that any of this is by chance whatsoever. They're not that good. Believe you me, at the very, very top, they're not stupid. But the debate that we're supposed to fall into, is it any good or is it very good? I go further and say, no, there's another reason. Back with more after this break.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my arm. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-44-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. As I said before, we have to go further than those facts, the dialectic as it's presented to us. We have to go further and see what the real reasons would be for something to continue when study after study comes out showing the detrimental effects of various inoculations. And we cannot possibly take or discount the data we have constantly banged at us now, almost daily. There's too many people on the planet. We have to do something about it. We have to do something about it. Think about it. How would you, if you were one of these planners at the top, start culling off the people? Would you tell them you're doing it? Or would you simply go about it the old-fashioned way, doing it quietly? Silent weapons for quiet wars. And this certainly is a very sort of quiet war. Not so quiet now. They're stepping it up and telling us, you know, openly, there's too many people. And they don't like fertility much, do they? That's a major enemy, as the sperm count plummets in the males of the Western world. They even boast about it in the newspapers every year from the United Nations and tell us how far down it's gone from the previous year. But they never say it's a crisis, do they? They never come out with why it's happening. Do they? Well, that's how they do it. They just go ahead and do it. And you're supposed to use your own perceptions and your own logic to come to the conclusions. Don't expect the media to do it for you. Your job is to make things look very confusing, so you just give up even thinking about it. We have one caller already from Australia, so I'll take that now. He's on the line. Is it Alan in Australia?
Oh, g'day, Alan.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. I just wanted to ask you a question about the higher states of consciousness that are described by various mystics and gurus throughout the New Age and Eastern philosophy and even the psychedelic movement. I was wondering if you could perhaps shed some light on your thoughts on that as to the source of and nature of that experience.
Well, I don't really go into the New Age because I know it's promoted. It's been given the go-ahead to be promoted from the 60s onwards. And there's so many con men out there, and they tie it in again with saving Mother Earth and so on. It's all wrapped into, again, the program of eugenics and depopulation and putting nature above man. But all you can do in your lifetime is go by your own experience, no one else's experience. Because you are the microcosm. And the old mystics used to always tell people, you are the microcosm, and the first thing they do is join a group to find out what's already gone before, what the majority are into. If you do that, you're lost, you're being used. You're being used right away, because only you can get the experience. And if you try to get it through drugs or anything else, you'll never have an experience that will make sense to you. The experience that you have, even in ancient times, had to be logical. It had to bring you a state of consciousness. Once it was over and gone, that consciousness stayed with you every single minute of every single day. You didn't have to take drugs or bend your ankles around your neck to get that experience back again, or do shallow breathing until you create your acidosis in your bloodstream to make you lightheaded. This is so you, only your experiences matter, no one else's. And that's really what used to call the spiritual experience. And often the person wouldn't know why it hit them, why they had it. When they said, well, why am I different, etc. Some occasionally went seeking, some were hermits. They literally isolated themselves from everyone else. And so they did a lot more thinking for themselves. That's the key to it. You will not get your breakthrough from the indoctrination that you have, and you have been indoctrinated from birth. You will not break through until you cut the world off and you start thinking for the first time for yourself and using your own perceptions and logic.
Okay.
Only then will you get to the answer for yourself, and that's all that matters.
Okay, because as an experience, it's something that was heavily pushed during the 60s, during the whole psychedelic movement.
Yeah.
And you had characters like Timothy Leary. And,
oh, yeah, who worked for the CIA, that's admitted now.
Yeah, sure. And also guys like Richard Alpert, who later moved to India and found himself a guru and changed his name to Ram Dass and then came back and started promoting the Indian philosophy or religion.
That's right.
So you're saying that it is... Even what they're describing as a higher state of consciousness is a genuine experience.
You can create an atmosphere even through basic crowd hypnosis and give people experiences, but it's not a higher experience. It's different. And they might think it's higher for them, but it's not. It's simply a matter of almost remote control. It's quite easily done. And you create the setting which you're expecting to see, that type of Eastern setting, the person who knows how to command in front of an audience, plus everyone who attends is already, they're willing subjects, so they're easily hypnotized. The person who's hypnotized must believe in the master.
Okay. So do you think that techniques such as meditation and yoga are actually a form of hypnosis?
Oh, they are, hypnosis. In fact, you know, the Western world for a while taught the self-hypnosis to attain the same kind of experiences, the feelings really, or calmness that some experience through yoga.
Okay.
Hold on,
just
and then we'll go into it after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through Matrix, and we're talking to Alan from Australia, who's talking about the various Eastern philosophies that were introduced into the Western world from the 60s onwards, pushed really by the Beatles, Timothy O'Leary, which again itself is an Illuminati name. I don't know if you realize that name itself is purely high Masonic and probably not real. But Blavatsky talked about the creation or the bringing together of the religion of India with Christianity to create a new world system, a new religion. And this has been pushed by the big boys who run the world, and Maurice Strong, who works for Rockefeller, and the United Nations, too, that pushes the Baha'i and all the rest of it. This was set up a long time ago in the 1880s to bring it to fruition for today. And when you see such a majority of Western women running off to yoga classes, thinking it's all about exercises, and they haven't a clue of the origins of yoga and what its real intent is, until they go up to higher meditation, and what you're really doing is channeling. You're channeling entities. The whole idea of yoga was to bypass reincarnation so you won't have to come back again, but you take on the forms of all these different gods, which some other religions, including their own, will call demons too. That's quite something. You're into a religion big time. And when they start selling you philosophies on how to think and how to think about different things, a whole format of religion, well, you're in trouble if you don't realize you're in a religion. You're being indoctrinated, and someone else is pulling your strings. This is a part of the global agenda. Now, Khrushchev, back in the 60s, he set up a special team in the KGB, and their job was to go around the Western world monitoring to see if all of these gurus that were sent over from India and the New Age religion was taking off and how it was affecting the culture and society. Because it was known at the time that they'd eventually blend with the Western world into this New World Order, and they needed a New World religion to guide us all into it. And with it all comes, again, eugenics and too many people and saving Mother Earth, forced sterilization, all that kind of stuff. That's what comes into all this eventually. All these roads lead to the same road. They all join together. And it's a road to hell, to be honest with you. Utter hell on earth as this agenda steamrolls forward. But you must have a pretty well stupefied population to control and take along that road, and you do it by the creation of this particular New Age religion, which is coupled with no rights or wrongs. It's moral relativism. Therefore, there's no right or wrong. Right and wrong is only a human judgment. Good and bad is just a human judgment on events. That will say that something benefits from every act, even the bad acts. Therefore, nothing is technically ever wrong. They can start killing you off, and that won't be wrong either. And you won't even care about it, because it's, after all, it's moral relativity. That's how your mind is controlled, you see.
Sorry, I've just got one more question for you, and then I'll let someone else have a crack. You've spoken before about the English language being a form of programming itself.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, as far as the awakening process goes, and if you can get past all the media bombardment and all the propaganda and all the sort of New Age sort of stuff, you're still left with this language which you used to think and you used to express yourself. Is that something that you somehow have to be able to go beyond to truly wake up?
You can go beyond it when you do know, and if you're lucky enough to have it happen naturally from birth onwards, we can also think in pictures and sounds and so on. You have many other languages which we're taught not to even use. In fact, we're taught to ignore. Even intuition we're taught to ignore now and only go by what the experts give us as facts. Everything really is a language on its own, and when it all works together, you can certainly overcome the spoken word. The spoken word is the first con game, and that's why the Masons always talk in their lectures about how God spoke the world into existence. He meant all reality, the spoken word. And it's the same thing with Adam giving names to all the animals and so on. I've said this often, if you had a child and he asks what a tree is, when he first sees a tree, what is that? And you say a tree, he'll say tree, and that's the last time he'll ever think about it. The best answer is to say, what do you think it is? And simply listen to a ramble. You'll ramble on. But that's the natural way to do something.
Yeah,
everything is already created for us to follow. And that's the trap that we're into. Language, just like a computer, and they knew this many years ago, that we are basically computers in an extent in the conscious world. And the programmer who knows the language and the logic of that computer will know what the answer to a problem is before it's fed into that computer. We are the same, and that's how they use propaganda on the public today. We're fed streams of information, we process it in the way it's presented to us, and we will come out with the expected answer, which the guys at the top knew would have to arrive at. So that is the way that it works, is plain and simple. Yeah.
So, I mean, when you've had a lifetime of thinking and speaking or communicating using language, how do you break that? How can you go beyond it?
I think really the best way is to understand really what we're saying. We don't really. It's so full of I hate to even use the word Masonic, because Masonic is a later organization of a much earlier organization that understood the creation of languages down through the ages. And you'll find every culture, too, is given a specific type of language for the purpose of that culture. I've had people from major think tanks who work for this New World Order who've discussed people like the Chinese and how their language was formed and for what kind of personality it's formed for their purpose. They're a mass man type of people who are very obedient to the system. the individuality is frowned upon, and they're given a specific language which reinforces that, all of that. The English language was created to keep, to get a practical, working, and war-based people on the go. Old English, prior to Bacon and Dee and others, really was a form of Germanic, Saxon type of language. If you look at the writings of Chaucer, the real writings, not the updated ones, there's many updated versions, but look at the original ones, most people wouldn't even understand it today because it's closer to German than any other tongue. And in the 1500s, with Shakespeare and the King James Bible at the same time for Britain, they introduced thousands upon thousands of new words which became the English language, and they were taught at the universities to make sure that they'd go out into the populace and spread it. All the ministers were taught it and so on, and teachers. So that's how the language was done. And at the same time, they were upgrading the German language in a similar way through Luther, and they created Higher German from his rendition of the Bible. So they did this across Europe at the same time. Even France had changes. The French in Quebec is more 1500s based language, and it's different from the updated later French from France. So this was a major organized effort by those who run the ancient world, or at least Europe, to change them and create a society for their functions, for each of them.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks for that, Alan. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much. Take care now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a deep Bye-bye. Subject, and it's very extensive. And I could certainly ramble on for a long, long time on language, and even teach the inner meanings of language as well, but I don't really have time now at the stage we're at in this world at the moment, and that's why I'm on the air trying to get it at least out to people and get them indignant about the basic things, the very basic things which are happening to them today.
Yeah, so certainly with the language, in your first book, you offer a few keys on how to decipher a lot of words that we use nowadays.
So that's
really good. So is it when you're saying to really understand what we're saying, is it that sort of analytical process that you're talking about?
You have to. I mean, even Timothy Leary is time of the Leary. That's what
okay.
it means. A Leary is the man who lit the flame on the gas lampposts in London before the electricity came in.
Yeah.
That's what a Leary is. And his job was to go out into the world and promulgate the beauty of getting yourself bombed out your mind with LSD, and he worked and has been declassified for the CIA. The CIA were the ones who promoted the drug use and so on throughout the Western world. And this was all to get the children, the youngsters, separated from their parents, which is very, very effective. That was part of the program, along with the bringing in, again, the Beatles too, were told to go over to India and start promoting the Hindu philosophies.
Yeah, sure. I noticed with a lot of bands today, they're actually getting a lot darker, more kind of occultic. Kind of the same sort of thing that I guess the Beatles were doing, turning people on to Eastern philosophy and meditation, yoga, that sort of thing. But there seems to be there's a few bands around today that are really pushing the idea work of Aleister Crowley.
Oh yeah, well, Aleister Crowley again worked for MI5. And MI6,
yeah.
And that's been announced now by Britain as well. They kept it quiet for years.
Okay, because I know he claimed to do so from the beginning.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. I mean, even during the World War, he was over in Germany being a propagandist for Germany, and after the war he wasn't imprisoned. You know?
Yeah.
He was allowed to come back into Britain and carry on with his life and run the OTO. And then he set up Parsons in the United States, who started off the Rocket Research Foundation, which became NASA. And he set off another couple of branches of Freemasonry in the United States to do with NASA even. So these guys are all connected, and you find that guys like Crowley, etc., literally work for the intelligence agency. I've met some people, even in Canada, who work for the federal government, who promote the New Age. Their job is to go around and promote the New Age. I've personally met them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've mentioned before that the OTO was responsible for culture creation. It was a branch of Freemasonry that was given that task.
Of getting the youth. It was to get the youth into this new way of thinking, yeah.
Do you know of any perhaps musicians or artists that are actually members of that organization?
Oh, yeah, I certainly do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard rumors that David Bowie is a member, and certainly some of his early stuff. He does sing about the Golden Dawn and Aleister Crowley. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And then modern day bands, there's a band called Tool who openly admit to being part of the OTO.
Yeah.
So there's a few of them out there. And,
even the big poets. See, it's not just it's anyone who affects your mentality, your mind takes you off into dreamland, even into meditation, and even novelists and poets. I think it was Eliot that was, or maybe Yeats. It was Eliot or Yeats, but one of them was the head of the Golden Dawn for years.
Yeah, I think that was W.B. Yeats.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, these characters, this is still the same today. And I have books here now that are just coming out with stuff on the whole culture creation industry. And pretty well every novelist and every major poet even and artist was a member of organizations being run by the CIA that's now declassified. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they're still at it. They haven't given up. I mean, they're guiding us into the next phase.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
Thanks,
thanks a lot for your time, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now I've got Maggie in Texas here. You there, Maggie?
Oh, hello, Alan. Hi. These last 15 or 20 minutes have been so interesting that I almost hesitate to go back to my original question, the question I had in mind. But you were talking about vaccines, and I wanted your opinion on a subject that is closely related to vaccines, namely the forced fluoridation of water.
Yeah.
Now, it's obvious why physicians, even, you know, little everyday ordinary physicians would be interested in promoting vaccines because they make money off of it. It may even be their bread and butter. But I would like to know why it is that dentists are so eager to push the fluoridation of water because they make no direct profit, as far as I can tell, on the illnesses that are caused by fluoridation in the water. And if they really believe it works, as it claims to, would that not actually take away from their practice, since it seems to be that the bread and butter of dentistry is filling teeth and creating crowns?
Yeah. But here's the thing, too. Every institution which is licensed is a politically correct institution with its own date. And everybody who works for it and who is licensed knows what they want. They don't like, number one, dissent in any way at all. And in fact, the guy who initially pushed the fluoridation in Canada, the top dentist, and got it through, eventually turned 180 degrees, went against it when he found out all the results of what it was actually doing to people, and came out and apologized to the public. Now, what happened to him and his job, I don't know. But I do know they do not tolerate dissent within their ranks. And that's the same with all institutions. That's the beauty of running a system where you license the people who work. You can pull it so easily. And the dentists, who live like everybody else, they live high on the hog and live to the extent of their income. They don't want to lose their jobs, too. They also want to progress into higher institutions within their own categories. And you won't get up there if you go against the politically correct dogma. Everyone knows what they want you to say. And most folk, unfortunately, go along with it.
Okay, so you think it's that simple, that they actually do know and they're just keeping quiet for their own...
They see the results. They see the results of the accumulation of fluoride in the teeth itself. They get dotted teeth. They get little speckled parts throughout themselves. But mind you, it's good for business because it creates a brittleness within the teeth and the bones. We know that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for business. People will keep coming in to get broken teeth fixed.
Oh, it is. So that is really happening.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was wondering where I could find literature on that. I'd like to know more about it. A dental school, a medical school?
Yeah, you can go into and you can find the effects of fluoridation to do with, I can't remember the exact term they use when it becomes the speckled effect throughout
yeah.
the teeth.
Fluorosis, that yeah. is considered cosmetic, and of course it's ugly as sin, so even mm-hmm. if it were only cosmetic, the fact that they accept that is outrageous. But
sure.
I know...
What it does too, you see, what it does, because see, fluoride is the byproduct product of aluminum. In fact, it's the waste product mm-hmm. of the aluminum industry.
Oh, yeah.
And so they dump their waste products on the public and sell it. It's so beautiful. It'd be like you, instead of going to the bathroom, selling excreta to the public and telling them it's good for them. That's what they do. That's how they treat us. I'm not
yes.
kidding you.
I think of it as the analogous to the Tom Sawyer story, in which he was punished by being made to paint the fence, and he got his friends not only to do it for him, but to pay him for the privilege.
That's right. That's what we're doing. Yeah,
okay.
Hold on, I'll come back after this break.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts from Cutting to the Matrix, talking to Maggie from Texas on the fluoridation. Remember fluoridation too? The Bronfman family, you know, the guys who helped to run the racketeering stuff during the 20s and 30s,
mm-hmm.
and they became
yep.
very rich and famous. They owned Alcan Company. And that was a big aluminum company that really profited massively from this con game of dumping the waste stuff into the public, into their toothpaste and everything else. So they're all the same characters are always involved down through time, you know, profiting off the misery of people and causing more in the process. But it's always a big con game. And whenever you get this aluminum buildup in bones or teeth, it becomes brittle within that core.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same in teeth. Because enamel itself is very, very strong and uniform, but when it's interspaced with this little mottling effect, you have the brittle parts in there, which makes it weak, and they do break, and it's good for business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it also, of course, we know fluoridation makes people very placid. It drops the IQ of the population, and they're more manageable, and that's what tyrants of the past have noticed when they put it into the drinking water of the public.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've noticed there's been an explosion in cosmetic dentistry, and I wonder if a lot of that doesn't pertain to kind of covering up the effects of fluorosis.
It's very possible, but the cosmetic industry has much more deeper things to... Again, I tell people you cannot be paranoid enough when you know the agenda, because I've got articles here on the cosmetics and how there's so much of these various, you know, estrogens, etc., and chemicals in the cosmetics, mm-hmm. that the male fetuses, and this is from the British newspapers, the studies, mm-hmm. many studies have been done recently, to find that the male fetus between the age of 8 and 12 weeks will be severely attacked as far as their sexual reproductive qualities go when they get older. They're tracing it down to these very, very harmful chemicals in women's cosmetics.
You know? Oh, my God.
And I don't think that's by mistake either. When everything is detrimental to the public but falls in line with an agenda, half the time it should fall, if it's by chance, it should fall and benefit the public. How come it always goes along with the agenda?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. And it's Robert from Nevada. Are you there, Robert?
Hello.
Hello.
Using the next 3 years as a time frame I'm concentrating on, if you had a choice between staying in the United States with a secure job and just hunkering down with some freeze-dried food, or going to, say, the rural Philippines, which would you choose?
It would depend where you're hunkering down in the U.S., I think. Any city is highly at risk. We know they're clamping down in cities. We know, too, they want to, and I've said this, under a war scenario, you want to get rationing, you want to get migrations of refugees. We're seeing that in New Orleans again. And I said years ago they want to move mass populations around as they do in a real war situation. And getting us used to it. So if you're in a city, it's not the wisest place to be, because those places are going to come under more strict control. You're helpless for your food, your water, and for everything that you need to live within a city. You have to move if you're in one.
Do you think the next 3 years will be the time when everything happens?
There's no doubt it's going to speed up to 2010, 2012. That's their own estimation from the Department of Defense.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, from Getting the Wood In, mucho pronto, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Men.